Saludos nuestra gente linda, and welcome to our 8th episode of The Latina Theory, a Spanglish podcast sin vergüenzas. I'm your host, Ariana Genis, along with my co-host,
Maria Isa.
And we are two proud Minnesotanas, a Chicana and a Boricua, proud of where we come from and where we are now. We're here to create dialogue focused on Latina opinions regarding current events, health, politics, race, edutainment,
and a music playlist asazonado with Latino contemporary, Latino alternative, soul, hip-hop, reggae, reggaeton, cumbia, R&B, salsa, afro-latino ritmos, y más.
You are now tuned into The Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Genis.
Hey, ahora me quieren decir cómo yo debo vivir. No le habría de importar si todo fuera normal. De la vida agradecido y del mundo en que vivo. Aunque cambiarlo no pueda intentar. Vale la pena luchar. Vale la pena tratar de amar y amar. De batalla de queja, no nos convirtamos en lo que denunciamos. Ajá. Buena intención, pero tirano en el camino perdido, huyendo del desprecio. ¿Quién dijo que ese necio no tiene su precio? Modifico, pido perdón bajo cabeza. Mal a mí, lo tomo por sorpresa. Me equivoco, se baja moco. Ajá. Contra el mundo, así somos nosotros. Humildes, rabiosos, rebeldes, juiciosos. Parecemos demasiado, aunque somos pocos. Bien.
Vale la pena. Vale la pena. Llamar por amar, llamar, amar por amar, llamar, llamar por amar, llamar, amar por amar, llamar.
A lo malo huyele, falta mucho por hacer, no hay tiempo para perder, hay que vivir un día a la vez, a mí nada me detiene, lo que está pa' mí sucede. No siempre como uno quiera, aún así vale la pena luchar,
vale la pena
tratar de amar y amar.
And that was Tego Calderon with Amar por Amar. Tego Calderon, Afro Boricua, representing. He just won Best Urban Album in the Latin Grammys this year, girl.
I know, you told me. I was so excited.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, you know, to represent the Afro Latino essence. Everybody's always used to getting like, you know, the cute reggaeton. Little, you know, gusanito guy who wins, and El Abayalde, You know, el que sabe, Tego Calderón. Saludo, Tegi. Much love to Loisa. You won, much, man. Much love. I felt like all of us won when you won. So represent Afro Boricuas. Who else won this year? Oh, what's her name? Who swept all the?
It's Natalia Forcade. She won 4 Grammys this year.
Dang, yeah. She's a grown up. She has an album, Hasta la Raíz, which is definitely something that you want to get on iTunes, get on your Google Play. And we'll hear a little bit more about Natalia Forcade later in our program. We also want to talk a little bit more about the other winners the Latin Grammys.
I bet. Tell me, Maria Isa, who else won that night?
Girl, your peoples.
I mean, orale. You know, we got to represent. Tell me about it.
Los Tigres del Norte y Maná, they went in on unveiling the banner of Los Latinos Unidos, No Votan por los Racistas. While they rocked it on a collab of Somos Más Americanos.
Which is pretty much like an anthem for immigrants, right?
Yeah.
It's an incredible song. It was so great to see, you know, two legends, right? Mm-hmm. Both of these have established themselves as legends in each of their genres, perform together and also make a political statement in a space that often likes to pretend like it's not being political.
I felt that the Latin, you know, Grammys this year, yeah, they definitely highlighted Latinos are here, this is ours. They showcase the differences of, you know, race, mm-hmm, within the Latino community. Yeah. They really showed, hey, we're dominating and things aren't changing, mm-hmm, around here. So we're going to make it change.
And with that, let's listen to Maná and Los Tigres del Norte collaborating, singing Somos Más Americanos.
The Latina Theory. Theory. Thank you. Latinas sin vergüenzas.
Well, that was Somos Más Americanos with Maná and Los Tigres del Norte, their live performance, like you said, at the Latin Grammys. Shout out to all the Latin Grammy winners. Much love. Thanks for representing. Look forward to the new music in the upcoming year. We're going into our flashback in Latino history.
A ver, cuéntame, María Isa.
Yeah, we want to focus on, you know, the racism and disrespect and the Latino experience in the United States, connecting it with current events as far as, you know, locally here.
Yeah.
We've been, you know, protesting and showing up and marching for justice for Jamar Clark. And while, you know, we've been pretty active in that and showing our side and how we feel that we want to alert, we want to put caution, we want to also really connect with our communities of color so that we also go back to learning our history.
Absolutely.
You know, my mom worked and marched within the civil rights movement. She grew up in that era to then following the 13-point platform with the Young Lords, which really was the influence for her to migrate into Minnesota, where she connected a lot in between the late, you know, 60s, early 70s with the Brown Beret movement that was happening.
Yeah, tell me more about the Brown Beret movement.
Well, the Brown Beret movement, you know, is made up of Chicanos and taking a stand. So, you know, within people have their influence of different groups that were following the aftermath of the civil rights movement. You got to think civil rights leaders were being shot and killed.
Yeah.
So the dream went into the revolution within the urban communities of the United States.
Yeah.
And so we had the Black Panthers, obviously, the familiarity between Los Angeles and Philadelphia and Chicago and New York City. While that was happening in the Black community, the Latino communities had their own organizations that, you know, allied or rallied amongst those organizations, such as the Black Panther. And the Brown Beret were obviously organized and founded by the Chicano movement. And the Young Lords was the Boricua movement. So we recognize being now into the millennial generation, we're the seeds of those movements.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think another thing you're highlighting is a history of being in solidarity with each other, right? Of showing up, and also the reality of the fact that Latinidad includes our Afro-Latino.
Right.
Our Afro-Latinos.
You gotta
think. Of nuestra comunidad.
Within the Young Lords, you know, studying and meeting a lot of them when I lived in New York City and recognizing their roles now, whether they've engaged politically and have taken positions as far as from city councilmen to congressmen, and the children of those leaders within the Young Lords, who are artists and activists as well, and a lot of them being my professors or mentors, the seeds, you know, continue to grow.
Absolutely.
And that's, we want to discuss more about this, and we want to hear more from our listeners as far as the influence that you may feel within your lives. And if you don't know about these organizations, obviously it's okay because it isn't taught to us in school.
No, it
but isn't. Learn, pick up a book, go check out, Google your history behind the Brown Berets, the Young Lords, and the Black Panthers, and the contributions of those breakfasts to our communities, those education and after school programmings, because they weren't offered to youth of color. They weren't offered to the poverty and the stricken folks that we come from. And we're still a part of that. And that's what I want to say is, you know, the influence of the Black Lives Matter.
Oh, absolutely.
The influence that they have on CETUL, just local organizations.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to dominate the leadership and educating our youth. And I want to applaud a lot of the sisters in this movement, a lot of the mujeres, because back then, there's a lot of mujeres within the Young Lord, Black Panther, and Brown Beret movement that have felt that they haven't been acknowledged within the history because sexism is evident.
Yeah.
And we'll talk a little bit about sexism coming more within our segment in other areas. But yeah, just flashback, learn your history, and feel proud of being Black, feel proud of being brown, and respect the knowledge of those who are elders, and also have dialogue if they feel that we shouldn't be doing how we're promoting our movement of equal rights now. Sometimes the elders feel, you know, they want to throw us the MLK quotes, and not to say that MLK's quotes aren't fitting, but it hasn't improved the way the system has treated us.
No. And that's why we need to continue fighting. So in this new wave of fighting, making sure we respect our elders and learn from them, mm-hmm. and also trusting ourselves to lead it unapologetically.
SOC. Well, learn the roots. And with that, going to the roots, here is Hasta la Raíz by 4-time Latin Grammy Award winner this year, Natalia Lafourcade.
You are now tuned into The Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Adriana Hedias.
Sigo sacando espinas de lo profundo del corazón. En la noche sigo encendiendo sueños para limpiar con el humo sagrado cada recuerdo. Cuando escriba tu nombre en la arena blanca con fondo azul, cuando mire cielo en la forma cruel de una nube gris, aparezcas tú. Una tarde subo a una alta loma, mire el pasado, sabrás que no te he olvidado.
Latina Theory.
And that was Natalia Lafourcade with Hasta la Raíz. What do you have next coming up? What's our hashtag?
We have our hashtag Guerreras of the Semana, which is what I always say, one of my favorite segments of our podcast, where we honor the brilliance of nuestras mujeres. So I'm going to let you actually talk about a very, very special, brave, courageous, and talented guerrera that just unleashed some truth on some men.
Yeah, shout out to Psalm 1. She's, well, still now she was considered the first lady of Rhymesayers Entertainment. Rhymesayers is hosting their 20th anniversary of being a label on December 4th at the Target Center with a concert with over, I want to say, I mean, I don't even know, a shitload of rappers who happen to be all men. And so Psalm 1, being that she was the first lady of Rhymes Entertainment, it was shocking for me to not see her on the bill. And so she came out with a City Pages article on saying vaginas, there should be vaginas on stage.
I mean, I think that's fair. Because you just said that there's a huge lineup and not one of them.
Oh, no, they're all men.
Okay.
So she came out with an article that City Pages published last week, and it basically was a Q&A and a heart-to-heart on how she felt uncomfortable in the Rhymesayers offices. They put out her first album, I believe it back in 2006, and how she had even comments made at her directly from Rhymesayer artist and Rhymesayers CEO, Sadiq, and she said she was called a dyke in the offices and just felt very uncomfortable with the fact that she was a woman. And she has some good moments. She has a lot of love for her former label mates. She also has some tension as well. And I can relate to that. And being a woman in general, regardless if you're a rapper, you're in the music industry,
absolutely.
You know, men had to recognize that it can be uncomfortable and intimidating that you have the same equal right. You go through the same courses, the same battles, you hold on to the same microphones, yet you have to deal with this, you know, sexism everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just, and men were like, what if we're the only guy in a women's room? We feel that too. And it's like, but you're not.
No, we're talking about also like a larger systemic issue.
Yeah.
And that's why it gets hard, right?
Yeah.
Like that, you can probably count those times.
Oh, and man.
Even if you grow up in a house full of women, that doesn't mean that in like virtually like every other field, men are established as dominant, right?
No, completely. And so Sadiq responded to someone's letter via Facebook and got obviously a lot of responses from people and saying thank you for clarifying and you never speak up. And but at the same time, you know, he mentioned the business angle as far as why the label wasn't moving forward with her. But that still doesn't mean that they couldn't invite her. You know, like they should have invited her at least. Or highlight, or if you don't want to invite her, fine. There's several of women out there that could be a part of this, whether they were featured artists on Rhymesayers songs. Any highlights that, yeah, we apologize, we're looking for women, we just haven't found them. Y para eso, that's just kind of, that's petty one. And two, he ends his letter with, well, we do have female dancers.
Okay, that being a dancer is incredible. I'm not dismissing that.
Right.
But you can have also female MCs.
Right.
That is, and I think, you know, when I heard you talking about it and, you know, this person's response as well, I was just thinking like, all right, that's great. You said some nice words. Now, how are you actually going to address the problem that you have and actually show some action and get some talented woman onto your label? What does that actually look like?
You know, I performed for Soundset their first year in 2008. I was one of the only female besides, obviously, Dessa and other women who were featured. Dessa was with her crew, Doomtree, and Psalm 1, who made appearances. But I can honestly say that I've been called names by members of their label in situations where I don't even know them like that. And it's made me feel uncomfortable. And it wasn't until, you know, I started working with Muja.
Yeah.
Because there are men out there that respect women artists. And that's why, you know, I talk with Moo about it several times. And he's like, you know, I always wanted women on the bill. If I have a release, there's always got to be a balance of women. Who wants to have all men on their bill anyways?
Wait. You think you should respect the talent of women and treat them as just as talented as you and include them in your music? What a revolutionary thought.
Yeah. You know, Mother is Earth.
Yeah.
And whether you want to live by that or not, just recognize that when that judgment day comes between you and a woman, I hope that you showcase that respect and realize that that is your breath, that is your air, that is your light, and the queens hold the foundation. We shouldn't be treated as objects and definitely shouldn't be called out by what our sexual orientation and establishment is within our own right. That's not the point. Yeah. And the fact that people are calling her dykes, I agree with her 100%, mama. You know, we can have this conversation out there. Escuchas Chicos at Rhyme Sayers Entertainment. Thank you to the brothers like Ali, who definitely pay respect to women. Los Na, definitely. I felt the love on their end. As far as the rest of y'all, step your game up, man. And I'm calling you out, for real. Step your games up.
The Latina Theory.
Yo voy.
The Latina Theory.
And that was the talented and actually Minnesotana, Lila Downs, with Balas y Chocolate.
She has the Minnesota roots.
She totally does.
Sota Latina.
And she's so talented, I always want to play.
Yeah. Lila Downs, please be on my Minnesota Mayor mixtape. I need you.
Just put it out there right away.
We are going to go into our Latino news and focusing. Ariana, why don't you bring us into our Latino news?
All right. So an article came out just a couple of days ago on the Center for American Progress.
Mm-hmm.
And it caught my attention because of its title. So this is what it's called. Latinos are shaping the future of the United States. How the United States and Mexico are growing together.
Mm.
So I'm just going to be honest. The second I read the second line, I was like, all right, this is going to be an interesting read. Because for folks out there that know history and can see the current economic situation of the U.S. and compare it to Mexico, we are not growing together. One of us is growing at the expense of the other. So already then I was like, all right, let me check this article out for that very reason.
Yeah, like, I don't know if that's so straight up.
Right? And I think I just want to highlight how important language is and how important, like, people frame things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So even something like this, you're like, all right, let's see, where are you coming from? So I went on to read the article and... you know, it highlighted something really important, and that was that today, more than 55 million people, you know, out of 55, today, more than 55 million people, almost one-fifth of the U.S. population are Latinos. Again, 55 million people are Latinos in the United States, and two-thirds of those people are of Mexican origin. It's a huge number. So the article begins to, you know, continues on to talk about how Latinos are reaching new heights in educational attainment, we're making significant economic gains, et cetera, et cetera. And it goes on to say that, you know, such a huge population is really going to have an impact, you know, has a lot of implications for the U.S. and Mexico. All right, that's fine. Okay, that's facts. Got it. And then it goes on to say that, you know, as the nature of the Latino diaspora populations have changed, so have the perspectives in their countries of origin. You know, and they go on to really highlight how there's a lot of tension between, you know, multi-generational Latinos, specifically Mexicans, and recent immigrants. And they go on to say, like, this is a strange tension that needs to be addressed. Where did this tension come from? That's literally how it goes into it.
I know. That's why I'm laughing. They're like, this is ridiculous.
Right. It goes, again, with the title.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd love to, like, you know, get your perspective on it, too. But for me, I was like, immediately, like, why do you, we live in a country where someone like Donald Trump can exist and is seen as a viable presidential candidate. Mm-hmm. Someone that literally said that Mexicans are all rapists and drug dealers. That, you know, a country that teaches us to hate ourselves. Anything that looks brown. We're not represented in the media.
Oh, girl, I feel you. I mean, at my end of the tables, we're dealing with the U.S. wanting to make it a 51st star. And I tweeted this week, you know, our star stands alone.
Yeah.
And it's a different star that stands alone. We're not Tejas.
That's what I'm trying to say.
You know what I'm saying? We have our own culture. And obviously, this debt that has been created is under your hands. So let us allow, we have no cash. You fix the problem because it's your problem. The U.S. wants to say that us as brown folks, regardless whether we're here or where our origin is, they want to have a mental state for people just to be, you know, kind of hypnotized by, like you say, by the Donald Trumps, by the Fox News, to be saying that we are... that they know who we are.
Exactly. And then they literally feed us every day this distorted perception of ourselves, where we're put as inherently inferior, and the only way that we can be better is how close we can associate to whiteness, to these American values, which are really like white people values, right? Of quote unquote, you know, you work hard, but poor people are lazy. and you're just more worthy because your skin is more fair, or, you know, you speak the good English and know how to act in a respectful way.
Oh, yeah, completely.
You know?
I mean, we know that growing up here and being taught by majority, my teachers all white.
Absolutely.
I don't think I ever had a teacher as far as in my school not be a white woman or man. There was one, yes, she was Asian, but she was adopted.
Yeah.
So her mentality also was very, you know, confused. And I think I might have probably taught her a few things.
No, I think that's real.
To go recognize.
Or anything. I have, you know, gotten, you know, formally educated with history.
Right.
I have never learned a goddamn thing about what's going on in Puerto Rico.
Oh, no.
I never, you know,
Or even Mexico.
Nothing that, you know, almost half of this country used to be Mexico. People literally act like they forget that.
Right.
So anyways, I'm just highlighting this article as something that is, you know, just sharing information to you, but really is missing a power analysis, is really not including history of what Latinos have gone through in this country. Mm-hmm. And when you're taught this story that this article paints, you start to feel that maybe if you're just a good enough Latino, then you can be accepted and you can forget the new immigrants.
Yeah.
You can forget your own people. Because you can be the good person that white people pat on the head.
Yeah.
And just what we want to say is, fuck that.
Fuck that. Fuck that. Hey, be who you are. Recognize where you stand. And stop also segregating each other. You know what I'm saying? Ariana, she's Chicana. This is my hermana, though. We are all dealing with the same issues on our same block, regardless of where we live. It's the same thing that I told, you know, some young brothers that say, you know, well, we don't need to protest or, you know, we don't want to be involved in anything because if that happens to us, but it won't happen to us because we don't put ourselves in the situation. I had to take, you know, almost want to grab the tongue out of the young brothers that speak like that because I'm going, wake up. You don't have to do anything.
Exactly.
Young sisters, hermanas, hermanos, luchadores, we have to recognize that we don't even have to speak. We don't even have to blink our eyes. It's a lens of white supremacy that has this power.
Yeah. And if you're getting upset by, you know, listening to us, I would just say I highly encourage you to dig deeper into your own history.
Yes.
That's all I have to say. Dig deeper into it.
The Latina Theory. Latina sin vergüenza.
A ti te canto solo a ti, bachata con inspiración, a ti princesa linda de mi corazón,
de mi corazón,
amada tú eres para mí, como ramito de azahar, manzana y palomita de mi palomar. Tus besos se han quedado en mi cara, mujer.
Son como cenizos de amor en mi piel.
Tus besos procurándome en esta canción.
Viven en la esquina de mi corazón.
Tus besos me enamoran, me colman de bien.
Besos de ternura, besitos de miel.
Tus besos que me arrullan, me dan la ilusión.
Bálsamo y perfume pa' mi corazón.
Hermosa luz es para mí, tus ojos mi revelación, no hay nada como el dulce que tiene tu voz, perfecta tú eres para mí, tu cuello y tus cabellos son, columna de palacio y orquídeas de sol,
y orquídeas de sol, incienso y mirra.
Porque tus besos se han quedado en mi cara, mujer.
Son como ceñitos de amor en mi piel.
Tus besos procurándome en esa canción.
Viven en la esquina de mi corazón.
Tus besos me enamoran, me cubren de bien.
tus besos que me arrullan me dan la ilusión. Bálsamo y perfume pa' mi corazón. Vístete de amanecer, cúbreme con tu esplendor. Muéstrame cuán alto y profundo es tu amor.
Cuán alto y profundo es tu amor.
Porque tus besos se han quedado en mi cara, mujer.
Son como sellitos de amor en mi piel.
Tus besos procurándome en esta canción.
Vive en la esquina de mi corazón.
Tus besos que me arrullan me colman de bien.
Besos de ternura, besitos de miel.
Tus besos me enamoran, me dan la ilusión.
Pasa mi perfume pa' mi corazón.
You are now tuned into The Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Hedias.
And that was Juan Luis Guerra with Tus Besos. Juan Luis Guerra, el dominicano, el merenguero, el bachatero. Man, he's also swept up album of the year with Todo Tiene Su Tiempo.
He is still getting it in.
Girl, I used to fall asleep
to
like his music while my parents and my padrinos and madrinas were like, dance until 3 a.m.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Those old, you know, you. I always have these memories of like the slow dancing, and all of you and your cousins are passed out on top of all the coats.
Oh yeah, and then they're still dancing though.
They're still dancing.
Oh yeah.
You're in the room. You know, the kids are all good, and everybody's falling asleep on all the coats that are on the bed. Because mm-hmm. if you're Latina, you're Latino. You know, there's always the coat room. That was my room growing up. Always had all the coats on.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was like, all right, can everybody leave so I can go to sleep now? I end up just falling asleep on, like, you know, your tia's coat. Or getting into that ADM of the week.
You know, I just want to be straight up here. The ADM is always found or thought of by Maria Isa.
And, but I always ask Ariana, is this cool? Can we talk about this? And she definitely always supports that. So this week we're gonna highlight mujeres who date men or women or whoever you want to date who don't speak Spanish. And if you're like, you know, me, you are bilingual, you're Ariana, you obviously we date men who I've dated men who speak Spanish, I've dated men who, you know, don't. My muchacho doesn't speak Spanish.
My muchacho also does not speak Spanish.
They know words. They've been going to our country of origins. They've been in the block. They do their best. Love you for that. But I have to announce that when we get pissed off, it just comes naturally to cuss our men out in Spanish.
You know you've done it. If you're trying to be a little judgmental, no, you've done.
And don't. And I don't. Oh, we never cuss out our man. Well, I'm sorry,
okay.
Girl.
Oh my God.
It's human, okay? It's human, papi. I got mad love for you, but he knows. As soon as I start going off in Spanish, it's like a Modern Family episode.
Oh yes, and it's funny because I feel like I get the blank stare because he can't respond. He has no idea what I just told him, but I feel great.
I think like coming into like a different stage in like our relationship, it's more of a balance, and it's more like, okay, here she goes, it's going down.
Yeah.
And at the same time though, I kind of, after I do it, I kind of think he likes it too.
What?
You know, definitely he doesn't like getting cussed out, but mm-hmm. I think men like getting cussed out in a different language than in the one that they can understand, or
yeah.
Women.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, he definitely has this frustration look of, what the hell are you saying about me? But at the end of the day, he's like, man, that was kind of hot.
Oh, man, really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, well, not all the time. He'll let me know when it isn't, but I can see it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it totally makes sense. I mean, I guess I just want to say, like, that's our ADM, hashtag ADM. So for our mujeres out there who are dating, you know, web partners who don't speak Spanish and you let him have it in English, you know, let us know. Tweet at us about it.
Yeah, holla at us. We want to know when you get over and you're like, mira, ¿por qué tú hiciste esto? Y ay, tú, siempre los zapatos están ahí en medio de la sala, and you just keep going, and they're
ya
like,
la tienes hasta la chingada.
It's like, drrr, they think it's a whole Telemundo caso cerrado. That, we're going to go into our next song. We're playing cuts. We're playing all the Grammy winners. This is Jay Balvin with I Vamos.
Don't do my chocolate!
The Latina Theory.
Cuando no la llamo, siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos, pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ahí vamos. Mami, peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos. Qué pena me daría no tenerte en mi vida, vida mía.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos. Qué pena me daría no tenerte en mi vida, vida mía, mami.
Todos los días yo la tengo que ver, así peleemos primero, mi mujer. Mami, no me celes tanto, que yo siempre me conmuevo con tu llanto. Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted, relájate, despreocúpate. Nena, nena, tranquilícese, que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted, relájate, despreocúpate.
Que ahí vamos.
Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos, y ahí vamos.
Qué pena me daría no tenerte en mi vida, vida mía.
Ay, nena, nena, tranquilícese.
J Balvin, the businessman,
que en la calle a nadie besé.
Sky, rompiendo el bajo.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese.
Mosty,
nene,
que en la calle a nadie besé. Infinity Music, let's go. Estamos rompiendo, no estamos rompiendo, muchacho. Ok, the business. One, two, three, let's go.
Tuned into the Latina Theory with Maria Isa and Ariana Hedias.
And that was Jay Balvin with I Vamos. Ariana, what are we going into right now, girl?
All right, we are into our health curandera remedies, our hashtag Dr. Curandera.
Yep.
All right, so give me some abuelita remedies. I know you love those abuelita remedies. We all do.
We're focusing on seven remedies from our abuelita to help
deal with PMS.
All right, you know that time of the month, mujeres, you know how it goes.
Cuando la tía viene, PMS. So abuelita prescribes ginger and jengibre. A study published in 2014 found that your abuela's favorite root, ginger, could significantly reduce many symptoms of PMS. For a quick shot of goodness, steep 2 tablespoons of ginger root in hot agua, strain and add a little bit of miel, some honey, and a little bit of limon, some lemon, and that will help during that time of the week. Number 2, no matter the illness or remedy, it requires compares to the healing of, I know this is one of your favorites, yep. Mariana.
The manzanilla tea.
Yeah, the manzanilla with chamomile. It can quell any stomach ache, cramps, sore throat, and the science proves it. So researchers prove that chamomile tea eases menstrual cramps in women. So sip, 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 sip it up, sip it up.
Yep.
Number 3, it turns out that there's a reason Mito contains small amounts of the good stuff. And when we talk about that good stuff, we're talking about caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
Caffeine can help ease the symptoms of menstruation. And basically, you know, just alleviate lethargy. Duh. So go ahead and fill up your cup of cafecito con leche.
I love that as a coffee addict.
Me too. Number 4, this tried but true method has been passed down for generations. Abuelita says, bring your knees to your chest and lay in the fetal position until your stomach subsides. Bonus, it's an excuse to stay in bed for days and days at a time.
You can always, you know, turn on some Netflix while you're doing that.
Yep, in your fetal position. 5, skip the tostadas or any other salty snack for that matter. According to Rochester's Mayo Clinic, you retain water during your period, which causes you to feel bloated and heavy, right? So by limiting your salt intake, you can prevent some water retention and beat the bloat. The bloatiness.
Good to know. I didn't know that one.
Mm-hmm. Número 6, abuelita's remedy for PMS. When that time of month comes around, abuelita reminds us to sprinkle a little extra canela, a little bit extra cinnamon in our cafecitos,
claro
que sí, or food, or arroz blanco, a little bit of just sweet canela. She has a point. According to research published in the Iranian Red Crescent Medical Journal, canela, cinnamon, has a significant impact on reduction of pain, menstrual bleeding, nausea, and vomiting during your PMS week. And last but not least, our 7 remedies of abuela from abuela for PMS. Número 7, seems old-fashioned, but this method works better than anything. Tu mamá, tu tía, y tu abuela, they all swear by the healing properties of the hot water bottle.
Mm-hmm.
La botella de agua caliente. Simply fill it up with hot water, settle in for a night with a good book or Netflix. Mm-hmm. There's another Netflix topic. Or a quick DIY hot water bottle. Soak some kitchen towels in water and pop them in the microwave. Put them in a Ziploc bag, wrap it in a t-shirt, whatever floats your boat, and apply the makeshift bottle to your abdomen. And that's our curandera remedies for this week. Hope that it helps. Hope that helps if you're having your PMS this week while you're tuning in. And with that, we're going to go on to, I love this song. Shout out to Muja Messiah and Ice Out Divine, who will be having their album release of The Ninth House, a tribute to Sagittarius month.
Mm-hmm.
Both are Sagittarius. Come celebrate at the Ice House. December 9th with Muja and Ice Out Divine as they present the Ninth House album. This is one of my favorite tracks off the album, featuring our Latina Theory designer,
yes,
logo designer, Adriana Rempel, aka Lady Midnight. Here it is with Midnight on Jupiter.
Demonstrate the Jupiter moon after midnight, the ruler of your mind. I keep it in the sixth house, you keep it in the ninth. Demonstrate the Jupiter moon after midnight, the ruler of your mind. I keep it in the sixth house, you keep it in the ninth.
and stranded on a Jupiter moon. I keep it in the six, you keep it in the nine. It's always on your mind. Yeah, I keep it in the six and you keep it on the nine. Always on your mind one time. Only took one time. Only took one time to open up your third eye. Keep it on the six and the nine. After midnight, the ruler of your mind.
Only God can save you. When all hell breaks loose, nobody flame proof. Jesus Christ, ain't no human rights. Nowadays you could lose your life over views and likes. My voice sound like I'm in the booth with two mics. Shooting dice with a butcher knife under moonlight. Tooting right on a school night. That's right, you're now rocking with the champs. You are not advanced, you more like Rashad McCants. I'm on the rise like power lines. Free Palestine, most rappers be lying. In their pathological rhymes, the path I follow ain't on vine. It ain't online. My time is too valuable to pay it no mind. I brainstorm, rain or shine. Nosedive into a plate of swine. Spit bacon in your face like a vaporizer. Mr. 40 inch vertical. This ain't that normal dope. Nope. Ninth house horoscope.
Demonstrate the Jupiter moon. I keep it in the sixth house. You keep it in the night. Demonstrate the Jupiter moon after midnight. The ruler of your mind. I keep it in the sixth house. You keep it in the night.
I'm going through changes, rearrangements, different ranges and places, bigger stages, disengaging, I'm spacing like I was wasted, out of my comfort zone, pacing my mind, vacant, trancing like post-traumatic stress victims, defense mechanism, when in hell of prison, escape, let the soul and body separate, quite a happy place, staying in that mental state, seeing drive-by, sexual assaults, kidnaps, murders, all frozen in my journal, my soul on inferno, the pain burn flow, looking for love and guidance, I got silence and violence, my touch far from modest, grip on life like arthritis, still trying to front like an orthodontist, or course I'm honest, never distort the promise, and life remain conscious, master the process.
Demonstrate the Jupiter moon after midnight, the ruler of your mind. I'll keep it in the sixth house. You keep it in the night. Demonstrate that you better moon after midnight. The ruler of your mind. I'll keep it in the sixth house. You keep it in the night. See.
With that, thank you for tuning in to The Latina Theory. I am Maria Isa, along with the darling
Ariana Jimenez.
Y we love you. Peace, pa'lante, adelante, word.
The Latina Theory. Latina sin vergüenzas.
Kick off Wednesday, January 6, 2016, the Latina Theory Podcast launch party at Nico's Taco and Tequila Bar, 2516 Hennepin Avenue South, Minneapolis. This is our kickoff fundraiser for our 2016 programming. Network with us, enjoy $5 Latina Theory margaritas and appetizers. Tweet at Latina Theory, RSVP at latinatheory@gmail.com, and tune in to soundcloud.com/Latina Theory. Celebrate the newest Spanglish podcast highlighting Latina news, entertainment, dialogue, música y más. We'll have music by DJ Don Cuco, DJ Miguel Vargas, and special guest appearances. Goes from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Once again, join us for the Latina Theory Podcast Launch Party, hosted by Maria Isa and Ariana Jimenez.